year of training.
Yep.
Callum, comprehensive victory.
Yeah, first and foremost, pleased with the result. Home win to nil, and some good goals scored and a really solid performance. So very, very pleased. But you can't just be reactive week to week on results and be too high and too low. So we're still in a very, very difficult moment. So the focus now turns to Tuesday night. Otherwise, a disappointing performance, a disappointing result on Tuesday will undermine every step forward that we might have took today.
As you say, three quality goals.
Yeah, I thought we played some good stuff. Did a couple of things a little bit different in a couple of moments that there's people more qualified than me that can describe. And I thought that worked for us. Thought it let us get control of the game. I think it was important we scored in the first half. And the goal was well worked and taken really well. So very pleased with the in and out of possession. I thought we were worthy of the scoreline. But like I say, we're still in the middle of a real challenging period. We took some steps forward today. I just repeat that message that you can't get too high and too low in between results, and that's important that when you have a positive one, you react with the same maturity, the same demonstrate some consistency, some stability. That's leadership, that you do that after a positive result as well as a negative one.
Good to see Tom Pearce getting back into action.
Yeah, it's a big one. I've talked about centre forwards for weeks and weeks and weeks. We've done that to death. You can see the impact he made. He doesn't need me to tell everyone else how good he was. You were here today. You saw how that changes the game. But, like I said, it's pointless if that. I don't think he'll play on Tuesday. I think we're in that position where we're only going to give him 20 minutes in each game. We wanted to really make sure that we got a result today. So to have him back changes things for us. And as and when you get forward players, I've done it to death, but it's not about the volume of injuries. It's the type of injuries to specific profile of players that mean that you have to do something different at the top end of the pitch. Today, that's why you saw some really good attacking midfield players getting in and around the centre forward. You saw crosses coming across the box. But I keep repeating that message. My focus now is not on what was, it's on what's about to come on Tuesday.
Difficult to pick out one player, but one player that stood out for me was the guy that got the first goal, Ewan Murray, which he took particularly well, but his overall play was outstanding today.
Good player. He'll be disappointed to have not been in the team. I think he's made a point there with his performance and with his goals. I don't have to tell you what I think about him because I've probably put him out on the football pitch for two different clubs nearly 100 times, but I thought the lad playing next to him in that position, George Glendon, was terrific as well. I thought the other nine on the pitch. But it is one performance, it's one result. In the same way that, you know, the bad ones, they were just two bad results as well. You have to be really stable if you want to lead at maturity, and that's all that we've tried to show. The biggest congratulations, you pick out individuals, and I'll speak to those individuals yet, is I thought the players demonstrated a real... I saw a Chester team giving absolutely everything to get 3 points for the football club, for everyone attached. I'm really, really pleased for them because I've talked a lot this week about what an honest bunch and when we fall short, what it will be, not any of the stuff that supporters would demand to see in a football team. In the same way, I'm really pleased for the supporters with the attendance that was on, pretty much the same as last week. They've made a decision to stick with us over the last 7 days and I'm really pleased for them as well.
As you say, you go again on Tuesday. Buxton, always an awkward side to play.
Buxton should be in the top three in the league. And I think they will relish, if you look at their result at Scunthorpe, they've gone there and won 3-0 early in the season, they will relish coming here. We are a side where most opposition, I think, will come here and try and raise the game. And I think what I find interesting is to see when we have a difficult result here, because we've not had many. You know what I mean? I think we've failed to win here four times, is it now, with two defeats. It's interesting to see that the teams that have beat us, Hereford, who are cementing a playoff position, Rush Orley won again today, and I thought they were excellent, give them loads of credit for the result. Warrington, who've held Alfreton, they've scored late on to get a point there. And I don't think Boston have lost since they came here and got a 0-0 draw. So we were disappointed with the result. I think it was a game that started a disappointing run for us. We aren't just bigger fish because we get bigger crowds in the opposition. We have to play to our strengths. For me, the biggest positive today is that moving into Tuesday's game, we now need, in my opinion, 28 points for a 7th place finish. 28 points. We've broken that barrier where it's less than 30. We have to make sure that it's three of them again on Tuesday. But what I expect to see from a Buxton team that will play to its talent, got real experience, got winners in, I expect to see the best version of Buxton on Tuesday, because that's generally what teams have done when they've came here. My priority and my focus is not on reviewing what was and being too happy and too positive about that. It's about moving on to the next game and making sure that, once again, we show the best version of ourselves.
Callum, thanks for talking to us.
Cheers, thank you. Talk.